Coming up on the 3rd of September, it's Jersey Day. I know that most of us refer to jerseys as Guernseys instead, but what exactly is Jersey Day and what are they asking with the Jersey Day trick shot? And joining us is Michael Gremo. Michael, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. Jersey Day is taking on a little bit of a different stand this year. What exactly is involved in the Jersey Day trick shot?
We've had to adapt Jersey Day, obviously, this year with what's happening in the country and around the world. So we've got a trick shot competition, which anyone can enter, and it's up to each individual to get their best trick shot, whether it's a ball or something in the kitchen or whatever you would like to do. Enter it into the competition, and then five lucky winners will win $1,000 of their choice for their local club or charity.
So there's an opportunity for sporting clubs to get involved in this as well, and it doesn't have to be a particular sport. It could be Aussie rules or golf or soccer or cricket, anything at all?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Anyone, school kids, even if you're not playing sport, even mum and dad at home, they can get on board and register, pull out their trick shot and win $1,000 for their charity of their choice, even if they're not involved in a club at all.
Speaking with Michael Gremo about Jersey Day happening on Friday the 3rd of September and Jersey Day trick shots. And Michael, for those who don't know the story behind Jersey Day, what is the story behind Jersey Day? Because it's a pretty tough story.
It certainly is. Our son was hit by a car back in 2015 on his way home from school. My wife and also two daughters were in the car and saw the accident. Unfortunately, Nathan was obviously taken to hospital and he was in a bad way. The next day we found out that he was brain dead, which was on a Friday, and we were asked to donate Nathan's organs, which all of us made the decision to actually donate Nathan's organs. It's just the kind, considerate person that he was. Loved life, loved people, loved animals as well. And we just thought it was an appropriate thing to do. And Nathan's organs went on to save six lives, including a little baby. That was in April, the accident. And then we started the Jersey Day that year, and it's grown since. And it's out there spreading awareness about organ donation and saving lives.
A very, very worthy cause. And for those people who do want a bit more information, donatelife.gov.au if you do want to register to be an organ donor. Because as you say, even from the toughest of news, Nathan in that situation was able to give the gift of life to others.
Yes, I suppose the most important thing about Jersey Day is just purely an awareness campaign. It's not about raising funds, and it's about going home to your loved ones and having that difficult conversation. If something did happen, what would you want done with your organs? As it's up to your loved ones at the end of the day, if you're not here, to make that decision. And if you've already had that conversation with them, it does make it easier, which Nathan and ourselves did have a conversation only a few weeks before he passed away too, about a show that Nathan saw on Foxtel, which was about organ donation. So we didn't say whether or not we would be an organ donor, but it definitely did help us make that decision.
So donatelife.gov.au to register as an organ donor, and head along to Facebook, look up Jersey Day, and you can get amongst the Jersey Day trick shots to win $1,000 for your nominated sporting club or charity. Michael Gremo, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
We really appreciate your continued support and all the states around Australia, and thank you very much for assisting us and Nathan's message especially. Thank you.